It's another year of Christmas Daddies coming up December 7th. And as we all know here in the Maritimes, Christmas Daddies is a huge fundraiser to give back not just to Cape Breton, but all over the Maritimes, New Brunswick, Halifax, PEI, and of course here on Cape Breton Island. And it's my pleasure to welcome to the program the Cape Breton producer of the Christmas Daddies show here on the island, Debbie Mullins. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Bill.
Now, Debbie, you've been involved with Christmas Daddies for a number of years now. We chatted off air, and you were telling me this is probably the best job you've ever had.
Oh, absolutely. People are so kind. It's overwhelming once you say that, you know, you're looking for a donation for Christmas Daddies, or you're looking for a venue to house an event, or you ask musicians if they'd like to play for one of your events, and they're like, of course, it's Christmas Daddies. Oh, it's really heartwarming how kind. And Cape Bretoners have always been known to be givers. That never changes at Christmas Daddies.
I have to give you credit because way back in August when I was at Rock the Fiddle and you were at Rock the Fiddle, you went, Bill Bradley, got to speak to you. A little bit early, but here it is. We've got a bunch of events coming up for Christmas Daddies, and that's why I'm calling. Tell us a bit about some of the events and where they're happening and how folks can get tickets.
So, Daniels, on November 15th, you're going to see the Turnbull Brothers and Alter Ego with Jim McDonald putting on a big event there. We've got some door prizes. I think Jim has donated season passes to the Eagles. They'll be given away that night. Port Hawkesbury, Steve McIntyre is putting on, just like he did the last 2 years, stellar lineup of musicians that'll be in Port Hawkesbury. Labrador Lakes Inn on November 30th. And a lot of these musicians aren't booked yet, but there's no concern because as soon as I call them up, they just say, I'm there. Chuck-a-Puck, November 29th, we're doing an Eagles game. We have some great prizes we're going to give away that night for Chuck-a-Puck. The Sandbar, November 17th, is going to be another event. And Northside Firefighters Club, they're going to have four bands. Wonderful guy over there, Ernest Wells. He put one on last year, and it was shocking how much money he raised in a week. Four bands, ending with the High Boys. These events are so much fun, filled with music. I'm looking so forward to them all. But I do want to tell you why I go all over the island like this. People need to know that the money you raise in your area goes back to your area. So, of course, Salvation Army gets that big check, you know, that you see on the screen. But when that money is raised, so in St. Peter's, when I go and I raise $2,000 in St. Peter's, it stays in St. Peter's, in that area. And that's the same with Port Hawkesbury, North Sydney. So I know when I was out at the Sandbar last year, when I get up and announce that on the stage, a couple of people get up and threw another $20 in the box because they're like, oh, I'm helping my neighbor. This feels even better. I love that. So that's what made me go all over the island doing these fundraisers. And like, again, I said, people are so kind when it comes to Christmas Daddies.
So what's the lineup this year as far as the Cape Breton talent for Christmas Daddies?
Well, it's just amazing. Do you know, this is our 50th anniversary out of Cape Breton. It's 61 years since Christmas Daddies started in Halifax. But this is our 50th anniversary, so we felt we really needed to do it big this year. And, you know, we have so much incredible talent on this island that they give their time for free. But this year, I'm so excited. We're going to have Carmen Townsend singing her tree song, that the tree she brought to Boston, and she wrote a song, What a Christmas Tree. Aaron McDonald from Mabu, the Turnbull Brothers. We have Christina Gugu singing along with Morgan Tony, Keith Mullins, Ryan Roberts. We have Fred Lavery's putting a big band together with Jen Shepherd. You got Celtic Drive, Aaron Lewis, Kimberly Frazier, Mac Moran. So you can just imagine how what an incredible show this is going to be with all those names on there.
And the show's on, like you said, Saturday, December 7th, starts at 11 a.m. through until 6 o'clock.
It's all for the children, that's for sure.